Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1375. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And Le'refu Shalem Rafol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zizel Nacha. Getting back to our Malacha of Machatech, measured cutting. Okay, so I just wanted to end off, we didn't really end off last year, in reference to, we spoke about a string, let's say a string around a birthday cake, a string around a parcel that's not muksa, whatever the case is, around the box, in case in time when it's not muksa, whatever the case is, just plain cutting the string, or tearing the string, we said in general, was fine. As far as machatech goes, there's no machatech and there's no kareya. Both malachas don't apply, but we didn't end off. The point I wanted to make over there was the Mishnah Berurah we saw in Simin, we spoke about Simin Shin Yud Dalet, right, where the Mishnah Berurah is Shin Yud Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Aleph talks about the psikas hachut muta bedava talish, that the terra string is a string that's right not attached to the ground, like if it's something attached to the ground, a weed or a leaf or something like that, even though it might be like a stringy thing that you can't do, that's koitzer. That's the malach of koitzer, uprooting. But when it's a regular string, we said that would be fine. Ve'ein by mishum malachas mechatech, and the malach of mechatech would not apply. She'ne makbid al amida, because you're not makbid on the size. Okay, so just, I don't want to go through the whole thing again. We spoke about it last shiur. But the point we did not really talk about. Now, if somebody taka does want to tear a string for a specific size, right? I need a string to tie something. So instead of tearing the string, I want to tie a box. I want to tie something together in a way that's allowed to be tied on Shabbos, let's say with a bow, whatever. We're not going to get into all that right now. But be it as it may, I need a string that's 2 feet long, right? Or I need a string that's a foot long to tie this thing that I want to tie. Let's say, even though I might tie it in a way that's allowed to be tied, as opposed to like making a knot or something like that. Of course, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but with a bow, in the case of time, I might just have it for a short period of time. But the bottom line is, doesn't matter what the case is. But be it as it may, I need this string. I need a string, and I need the string 1 foot, right? Or I need the string 6 inches. So then you have a problem of mechatech. So this is what we were trying to get to last year, that just to tear a string and take it off a box or something like that. So God, fine. So you don't have mechatech because you have no intention of a specific size, and you also don't have kareya because kareya doesn't apply over there, like we said. But that's fine. You're doing it destructively. But if you're going to cut a string or tear a string with your hands, and you're going to tear it down to a specific size, I need a foot, I need 6 inches, now you have a problem of mechatech, because of the fact that even though you say the malach of kareya, of cutting for a constructive purpose, doesn't apply over here, but lemaisa we have mechatech, I have an intention for a specific size. So that one cannot do. So I just wanted to bring that out. It's a very important point that here you see that it's mechatech on its own, the malach of cutting something down to size when it comes to a string. Okay, so I just want to go through a few practical applications before we go further in Machatech. This is obviously there's more to cover. Just to go through a few practical applications, which he brings down to the Sefer Zoch of Hashomer. For example, something which comes up, which could come up quite often, tearing plastic bags from a roll, or tearing a plastic tablecloth from a roll, for that matter. Right, a person has a lot of times tablecloths come on a roll. And you have a plastic tablecloth from a large roll to fit the table in a respectable manner. Obviously, you want it to fit the table a certain size, right? Or you have plastic bags. For example, what do you mean by plastic bags? Even though they are already perforated. So that's, for example, I used to have that. I've mentioned many times we were involved in dry cleaning for quite a number of years, Baruch Hashem. And when you have to pack the clothing, so for a suit, you have a certain size plastic, right? I need a certain size. The suit is only a certain size, and that's what I need. Now, let's say it's a tall man's suit, for example, so I need a larger plastic. I need a larger size for a dress, right? Or a bekasha, kapata, whatever the case is, we needed a longer plastic, and they came already pre-cut. So let's say, for example, I would take this roll of plastic and cut it on Shabbos off. Two problems. Again, I'm back to this same old stories that I've been talking about, that number one, you have karei, you're tearing for a constructive purpose, but over here again, I have my intention is for a specific size. I need a plastic bag to cover the suit. I just had the suit, I want to put my plastic bag on it, right? Shabbos, let's say, whatever the case is. I want to put my suit away in the closet. I just wore it. Oh, I have no more plastic bags, but I have a roll of plastic bags, so let me tear off a plastic bag, and I have the right size for my suit. So there you go. So you have the intention is to tear off the bag for the size of my suit. Melacha mechatech. And that will be a real diaraisa, even though you'll say, well, I used my hand to tear it. So yeah, but that's the way that you tear the bag from the roll. We've done it many times, right? So that's the way we tear the bag from the roll with our hands. We tear it off. You'll say, well, it's already perforated. Doesn't matter. You're tearing it. That's you're tearing it, and it's perforated, so it'll come apart easier. But now the fact that I won that size, that's what counts. And plus over there, like we said, you'll have also the same problem of tearing for a constructive purpose. So the same thing by a tablecloth, right? A person sometimes, many boxes, they come tablecloths pre-cut, obviously for Shabbos, companies sell it like that. But many times, especially in the catering business or whatever, they come on rolls. They come, these tablecloths come on rolls, and then I don't have my tablecloth. What do I do? So no problem. I have a roll of tablecloth. I'll just go tear it off. So you have, again, the same two problems. You have tearing for a constructive purpose, plus you have cutting something down to size because I need it to fit this table. I mean, this table is this big, this size, and that's what I needed. If it's going to be half the size, it's not going to help me. It's only half the size of the table. If it's going to be too big, it'll look like a schlumpy tablecloth. So I need it to be an exact size. So there you go again. We have tearing a tablecloth off a roll would be the malacha of machatech, tearing something down to size. Another practical application, it brings down tearing sticky tape to a specific size. So a person will say, well, okay, I'm not going to stick the tape. The stick on the tape is a separate thing. Sticking tape onto something is a melacha of toifer sewing, right? Even though it's not sewing, but as we know, hamadabik niyor is you stick two pieces of paper together or two things together, you're running into a problem of toifer sewing. So, but over here, so I'll just tear the piece I'll just tear the sticky tape, right, to a specific length. I need 3 inches of tape, and I'll do it after Shabbos or whatever the case is. So by me tearing that piece of tape, again, you got the same thing. You have karei, I'm tearing for a constructive purpose, and of course I have mechatech because I want my exactly 3 inches of tape. So tearing sticky tape tearing anything for that matter to a specific length. Again, just giving some examples would be the same thing. He brings down tearing off cotton wool to a specific size or shape. Somebody needs a piece of cotton. That also would be the same thing, fall under the same guidelines. He brings this down from Shaltz Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak. All right, somebody, I'll tear a piece of cotton to a specific size. Same thing, I need a piece of cotton to stuff my ear or whatever. Just give me an example. This could be something that might come up on Shabbos. I need a piece of cotton for my ear, right? I'm going outside, loud noise, whatever. So tearing off cotton wool to a specific size or shape would also be the malacha of machatech, tearing something down to size. Okay, even not tearing it down to size, even if you just tear cotton, that you're not supposed to do, also running into the melacha of kareya. So that could be a little bit different over there, but be it as it may, you can tear cotton, and especially if you have a specific size, then for sure you could be running into two melachas, again, kareya, and kareya tearing, and also cutting something down to a specific size. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tov.